mathematics of middle age spread on this moment of science. Let's say you're an 18-year-old male who runs every other day, logging 12 miles a week. Now, fast forward to your late 40s. Your eating habits are the same. To maintain your high school weight, how many miles a week would you need to run? Believe it or not, you'd have to multiply your weekly mileage 4.5 times, increasing it from 12 to 54 miles a week. So unless you take up weekly double marathons in middle age, it's impossible simply to outrun middle-age spread. That's because metabolism decreases with age. At 50, you just don't burn as many calories as you did at 18. Luckily, there are other factors in this equation. Gradually eating less is one way to make up the difference, since metabolism slows by about 100 calories every 10 years. That's equivalent to a tablespoon of butter. To keep pace with metabolic changes, your daily menu at 40 could include everything you ate at 30, minus that tablespoon of butter. But cutting more calories every 10 years gets trickier, and limiting food intake alone isn't the healthiest approach anyway. Between our 20th and 70th birthdays, most of us lose about 30% of our muscle cells. Loss of muscle mass is the main reason metabolism slows down in the first place, since resting metabolic rate is directly related to lean body mass. That's mostly muscle. Maintaining or increasing muscle mass through strength training ups your metabolism and burns more calories, even while you're sitting on the couch. 2 or 3 sessions a week, using free weights or equipment at a gym, will do the trick. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.